Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. At least 18 students at Pomona College in Claremont in Southern California were arrested Friday and charged with misdemeanor trespassing. One student was arrested for obstruction of justice, according to the Claremont Police Department. The students were protesting in response to the removal of pro-Palestinian art on the college campus. Here's student Diana Trong speaking with KCAL TV.
We believe that we were doing what was right in terms of, you know, advocating and supporting each other to be like, it's really wrong and it's really cruel that our university takes money from the military, from the government in order to, you know, you get this luxury and this wealth off of murdering innocent people.
A state agency wants to spend millions of dollars to tell students abortion pills are available on campus after an LAist investigation that you heard right here on the California Report. Senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says the funds will come from a grant.
LAist reported many public universities are failing to tell students they can get abortion pills through campus health centers. Now a California agency wants to spend about $2.2 million to let students know. Grant manager Jen DeGrosa cited our reporting during the public meeting.
The LAist articles, a lot of folks have seen that, where students just aren't even aware that they can go to their student health center and be provided medication, abortion easily, quickly, painlessly, etc.
The proposal calls for digital and media outreach and peer support on all 33 public university campuses. Even if it passes, the patchwork of information could continue. The commission can only offer the universities template social media posts or medically accurate information for their websites. It's up to the universities if they use it. A final vote on the proposal will take place later this month. For the California Report, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.
Proposition 47, a criminal justice reform passed by California voters in 2014, has been controversial from the beginning. And now critics of the law are pushing a ballot measure that would roll back some of its key provisions. Here to tell us more is Marisa Lagos, KQED politics correspondent. Hi, Marisa.
Hey, Maddie.
So what did Prop 47 do?
So this was really a pushback to what Californians had embraced for decades, these tough-on-crime laws that resulted in decades-long sentences and overpacked prisons. And it was really sold to voters as an alternative to say, hey, people who are accused of low-level theft like shoplifting under $950, people who have possession of drugs for personal use should not be going to jail and prison for years on end. And so this made most of those types of crimes misdemeanors instead of felonies. And it said that the money that was going to be saved from not incarcerating all these folks would get put back into things like rehabilitation programs. And it's done that. $800 million so far estimated in savings. And a lot of people, you know, not facing felony charges for these lower level crimes.
Okay, so what would this ballot measure do? And is it likely to qualify?
They say that they think they're going to have the signatures. It's impossible to know, but it does seem like they're on kind of a path towards getting to that magic number, which is over 540,000 signatures. What this would do is really make it easier to charge repeat offenders. It would increase penalties for people in organized retail crimes, those smash and grabs we've seen, things like that. It would also stiffen penalties for selling fentanyl and what the measure calls hard drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine. And it says that if you have possession of those drugs, you can get up to a year in jail, which is, you know, possible now, but it would really tell judges that that should be the path unless somebody was going to go into drug treatment instead.
Mm-hmm. And what are the politics here?
Yeah, so we've seen, I think, a lot of attacks on Prop 47 since its passage by prosecutors. But increasingly in recent years, we've seen also retailers really Under the Gun, they say that they've seen an increase in shoplifting and those types of organized retail crimes. And there's been a lot of public pressure. You know, I should say I've done a lot of research on this. The data does not bear out that shoplifting has exploded over the past decade, but there's definitely been places where it's increased. And I think that just the visibility of the problem, you know, you go into Walgreens now, everything's locked up. Mm-hmm. It's caused a lot of people on both sides of the aisle to really question this. And so we see some high profile local Democrats like Mayor Matt Mahan in San Jose, Mayor Lyndon Breed in San Francisco, backing this ballot measure, even though you have a lot of emphasis in Sacramento among Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democratic leaders saying, no, 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 we like the bones of Prop 47. There may be some tweaks we need to do legislatively, but we do not want to go back to the ballot. So that's really the tension now, is whether, you know, the governor will kind of get his way or this ballot measure will move forward.
You mentioned that the governor and lawmakers don't want to see this on the ballot. Is there any way they could get backers of the November measure to pull it?
I think it's possible. We've seen this increasingly in recent years where there's these legislative deals that get outside groups to not move forward with controversial policies. Mm-hmm. I think that at this point, a lot of the prosecutors and law enforcement who are backing this really want to move forward. The retail community, I think, is the biggest question mark. They've been the ones funding this. We've seen Walmart drop in $2.5 million. Home Depot cut a $1 million check just last month. The backers have raised more than $7 million. So when I talk to folks close to the governor, I think they see the path forward as maybe trying to convince some of these big retail organizations that they don't need this, that they can make these fixes in the legislature. And if maybe they can peel off some of those big financial backers, that would be a way to kind of tell the folks, hey, maybe this isn't the right time for this. I think just broadly, Democrats don't think that having a fight throughout this very important presidential year on crime is going to be a good thing for them. Mm. But that's not necessarily the concern of the prosecutors and big stores that are backing this.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Marisa.
My pleasure.
That was KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos. You can read more of her reporting on Prop 47 and criminal justice at kqed.org. And that is the California Report for Monday, April 8th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. The James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.